You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rick, Bweebum, featuring XV.
So this is, God almighty, Rob! This is Radio Free Cybertron. I'm Brian Kilby, and Rob doesn't realize there's a delay. Rob, we love you.
Rob's getting too
busy. Yeah.
Rob wouldn't be Rob if he didn't rob up the start of every show.
Rob up every single.
I got two left feet that I could kick Charles Bronson in the nuts with both of them.
Yes, so this is Radio Free Cybertron, and as usual, I'm Brian Kilby, and Rob is awesome. Did Rob disappear?
Well, his video just made a noise.
Shamed
his video
him.
Made a noise. Yep.
Oh, great.
And so with me this week, I have XV, John DeLuna, Rob Springer, J.D. Church, and Lady Rec. No Bweebum this week. He is in China, but he's in chat right now if you're watching live. So, hey, Bweebum, we miss you. Enjoy the Chinese food.
It's
my fault. Enjoy all the Chinese things in China.
Yeah, that's all that we know about China is that there's Chinese food. So,
and that it's not the kind of Chinese food that we eat here.
It's close.
Yeah, it's authentic.
Yeah,
absolutely. The meats might be slightly different.
Perhaps
dringy.
Perhaps. But just go to Panda Express and know it's almost just like this.
Yeah, it's exactly like Panda Express.
Exactly. But you don't get a fork.
So lots of stuff going on in the news this week. I guess first up, we have a ginormous, I guess it's a one-to-one scale Bumblebee from Transformers Dark of the Moon. So I'm taking, is this a real Camaro that has like this big plastic gun strapped to it, or is this some sort of...
It's a production Camaro with a big fake mech tech gun mounted on the roof.
So that's the one I want to buy.
Yeah, is this thing like available at your local Chevy GMC dealer?
Only if you live in Japan, sorry.
Oh. You get it with the gun?
Next asshole cuts me off. You know what I'm saying?
I
need a Camaro with a railgun attachment. Come on.
You know, that thing's got to rattle something fierce, though, if you're going above 50. You'd be driving, oh, for Christ's sakes. If it's not the seatbelts rattling, it's the gun.
Yeah, I guess it's going to do your gas mileage, too.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah. So that was making the news this week. And, you know, actually, that was our first item when it looked like it was going to be a boring news week. But it's not. There's quite a bit of stuff going on this week.
Well, it wasn't really looking boring when I put that in there. That was just the most fun to look at. So
I want it.
It's a nice car.
Hey, I really like the Camaro.
Oh, man.
Now, if there was a Challenger, Dodge Challenger Transformer, I would be all over that, but...
You know, the problem is with that car, it's like, it looks really nice in other colors, but you kind of got to look at stuff. Yeah, I know, I got to get the yellow one.
Yeah.
Can't get away with the green one. Look, I'm driving Animated Wasp, guys.
See, yeah, you could be Cliff Jumper if you had a red one.
Get an orange one, you're driving Hubcap.
Yes.
Nice. Get a white one, say you're driving Bug Bite, and everyone looks at you. You're stupid.
If you get a light blue one, it can be Glyph.
Yes. So I'm gonna get a pink one to confuse everyone.
So, what was the biggest news item this week? I say there are two possible.
I think the one that's right after the Mumblebee picture.
Okay.
I have to agree. With that.
People are having most fun with it.
So we know what the BotCon 2011 said is it's animated Stunicons. What do we think? Yeah, last year I was so psyched for the BotCon set. This year, I love animated. Don't get me wrong, but animated just came out like it was on the shelf last year. I mean,
well, actually, if you go to a Toys R Us, it's on the shelf right now.
It's on the shelf right now. Yes,
there's two problems with it. One, that it is a Stunticon set. But obviously, I think based on what we've already seen, it's not a combiner set. So it's just a set of the five Stunticons. But
I figured out how this is going to work. I figured this out. The attendee giveaway freebie thing at BotCon.
It's going to be like a third party.
It's going to be a bag of color-coordinated rubber bands.
No.
Oh, nice.
The other problem is that, I mean, I don't know, one like really minor issue, but it's like, we just got a breakdown last year and now we're going to get another breakdown this year.
It won't be G2 colors probably.
Yeah.
Whoop-a-doo. Yeah. I mean, come
on. It's boring colors.
You know, I'm just, I don't know. I'm not fired up. You know, it's not.
I'm going to whack somebody. Cool.
Especially after the first picture came out. I'm kind of like, I'm not, you know.
Man, she disagrees.
Someone could get it, Mom. No, I have kids taking stuff out of
the box. I don't think Amy's kids like the BotCon set either.
Amy's kids and lightsabers.
It's, you know, it's definitely a cool idea for a set, and I'm definitely like a little sad I'm probably not going to get it, but at the same time I'm like, the G2 set and like the Beast Wars set were like personal gifts to me and as far as stuff I really want. This is like, oh, that's cool. Great.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Amy's gonna beat her kids on camera. Hold on, we gotta put that on.
Whoa.
Sweet Jerry. Everybody just chant Jerry.
HD.
Yes. You know, my problem punishment with it is, okay, I think this, everybody knows, like, you know, animated molds are so specifically the characters that you have to have a new head.
Yes.
Like, you have to have a new head.
Pete said on Twitter that there's going to be three new head molds.
Three head sculpts. Yeah, three new ones. Three. So.
Right, which is too short. Assume,
well, no, because two will be reused, probably.
I would assume at least two. One of them's going to be the Rekkar.
We know that Dead End is using the original sculpt for that mold.
Oh, okay.
That was Dead End, right?
Yeah. It's just Jazz with a mustache, with a goatee. Yeah.
But it makes good use of the Jazz look. I mean, uses his Kango as a beret and sunglasses and goatee.
The point is, with the goatee paint on the face, it doesn't immediately look like, you know, just Jazz in different colors
face. That is true.
There's ways to work with the original toolings if they're not, you know, so specific that they can't ever be anything else.
But it doesn't look like Dead End either.
I was thinking on the way home, like, I was like, hey, it's another Jazz repainting a Ricochet.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
another guy from that year had a goatee.
But that's what I mean. Nice. It doesn't look like Dead End. Dead End has a faceplate. So
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't.
My big thing is, like, if they're gonna do this, you have to figure out a way to do new heads. Like, for everybody. That's the big problem with animated. That's probably why people say it would be a cool idea, but you can't really afford that.
No. And so what are they gonna do? They're probably gonna do new head for the Rekkar into Motor Master. I would assume it's gonna be
It'd be funny if they didn't though.
Yeah.
That's going to be the cheeriest Motormaster ever.
Yeah.
If it's not Optimus Prime's Motormaster, it's going to be weird because it's already in the almanac.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I know.
The better mold is the Rekkar one. I mean, at least for look, it's a better fit.
Yeah.
I mean, the Prime mold for that animated is so definitively Prime.
Right.
There's no way around that one. Yeah.
Thing is with Motormaster, thanks to there was a mosaic that was an animated where Motormaster was a wrestler and he was like, looked like Hulk Hogan. I can't see any other animated Motormaster other than this big mustachioed awesome. And that's like, yeah, this is where the fanfic starts affecting my main brain now. Great.
I've been having that problem for the last 10 years, Rob. I mean,
oh god,
it kind of gets in your head if you read anything at all.
Now I've got like a whole Stentagon like slash. Oh no! Oh,
don't get a slash, JD. No slash.
Oh no! Wrong show.
Stentagon slash fix. Let's go.
Yeah, no, okay. Okay, so the next bit of news, since we covered that, Masterpiece, this is huge news. Masterpiece Rodimus is out, and he breaks into pieces.
I win!
Every penny.
And I have one on the way right now.
Yes!
Awesome. Finally,
I didn't buy something that's crap. Yes!
I'm just like, hey, when I finally get it, he'll join Grimlock and everyone's in that box.
Yeah.
There's too many parts for me to be comfortable with. If it comes from Takara and there's too many parts, just hold off touching it.
Yeah.
Grimlock Stum will randomly just fire off his hand.
I think XV actually did research for this story.
Yes.
Yeah, it looked like such a big thing. I wanted to go and like collect the minutes of what was going on. And basically what it is, there's a lot of like thin plastic. A lot of stuff is getting stress marks on it. What's really interesting is that the inside of the Rodimus Prime trailer is painted so that when you slide the car into it, it clips with the spoiler clips into the trailer, and the paint in the trailer rubs off onto the spoiler.
Because
both surfaces are painted.
Wow.
Yes.
No
way. The fit
way.
Is so tight because it's painted surfaces that the paint rubs off.
I'm so
and
glad.
I cannot fathom why they paint the inside of the trailer.
It's Japan.
That
it's
part,
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they paint it.
It's a masterpiece.
It looks
every
so good.
Inch has to be painted.
Yeah.
It's awesome by default, you know. It has to be colored, doesn't it? I don't know.
Kinda.
Yeah. Of course, that's the flaw that I was aware of, but XV, we were talking before the show, there's actually way, arguably, way worse.
Oh, yeah, it gets worse. It gets worse. Parts break. I mean, I saw a picture of where someone's Rodimus, one of the hinges on the arm, a whole piece of plastic snapped off at that point at a metal pin.
Yeah, like Dragonfest said in the chat, the guy who did that is just so, the engineer is so going to be maybe not fired, but whoever is responsible for this is going to totally.
It's one of those things where you just know, you know. Minute it starts getting broken around the internet, someone's there going, we did it! Yeah, high five!
Yeah.
We totally did it!
5 minutes after the first one got opened, because some of these are even coming damaged right out of the box.
Wow.
So
yeah.
It's Energon Picker all over again.
So just to clarify, I win because I didn't buy this yet.
Now, okay. There's a lot of these problems going around. Not everybody is having stuff break and stress, and there's a lot of praise for this going around, too. The resemblance to Rodimus, especially in Hot Rod mode, is really, really strong. The people who aren't breaking the toy are pretty happy with the engineering. The transformation's kind of complex. It's going to take you a while, and it's one of those cases where you got to get everything right or it doesn't come together at all. But when it does work, it works pretty well.
So I mostly win.
You mostly win.
Yeah, you most.
Okay.
You mostly win.
You win if you wait for the Hasbro one.
Yeah.
There's material flaws. There's design flaws. It's more fragile than it probably should be for the complexity. But it's no like Masterpiece Optimus Prime or even Grimlock where it's a basically solid toy, even if it's really complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, for as kind of boring as that Prime is, you have to give it that it's pretty solid. I mean, mine's been out of the box since I bought it and, you know, thrown around and moved around, and it's
the worst thing that's
going to
happen
really
to that
well.
Masterpiece Prime is all the paint's going to flake off the chest because it's metal.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing going to have happen to it, really.
Now, I haven't had that happen to mine yet, but.
No, I've seen pictures of the paint flaking off of the diecast chest, but. Unless you've got the Japanese one and you snap the smokestacks off, there's not a lot that can go wrong with that mold.
Right.
Certainly not to the point where, like, pieces of the legs fall off, like Rodimus has, or swivels that are built around screws and pins snap.
For the people watching the show, we had a small technical issue with Ustream, but it's back up. So.
Did the stream go away for a second?
Yeah, for a second.
Yes.
So yeah, I'll have to
refresh.
So the YouTube version of this, I'll have to piece together. So,
oops.
Yeah.
Well.
But you know, for me, the Japanese release of Masterpiece Rodimus was never very appealing anyway, because the whole Rodimus vehicle mode is basically a big kibble shell you snap around the toy.
Yeah.
It's not integral at all. I mean, at that rate, I would be just as happy to wait for the Hasbro one, which will be cheaper and probably come with a Target Master instead.
Oh, so do you think it'll come with a Firebolt?
I think they're going to do something extra with it, you know. It's
because you're not getting the Pretender shell,
right? You're not getting the Pretender shell, and even though it's taller than Grimlock is a little bit, it's not as massive, you know. They're gonna make up for the difference somewhere.
Yeah, and of course they'll charge the same price.
Plus, you know, they'll be marketing it as Masterpiece Hot Rod, even if not with the specific Hot Rod name. Masterpiece Hot Rod is going to be a Target Master Hot Rod, I would think.
One would assume as much.
That's one other issue with the toy, too. I almost forgot. The guns are designed to peg into the palms of the hands, but when you try to wrap the fingers around the grips, they have a tendency to pop back out, and he can't really hold his guns very well that way.
Can he hold his liquor?
I don't know. They didn't include any booze with him, but I mean, you know, when you get yours that you ordered, you can totally try that out and tell us how it goes.
Awesome.
But, you know, I mean, it's Rodimus, so you have to assume that he drinks heavily.
Perhaps. Yeah, I mean, because he's brokenhearted that he's not Optimus.
Yeah.
Okay. All I wanted to do was kill the Decepticons. Should I have just played basketball and done a bad job? Then I'd get some acclaim.
So this weekend we got a bit of news. Really awesome looking Generations Warpath Proto. Probably stolen. Popped up.
Actually, we know where.
Probably.
What are you talking about? I was just at my local flea market, and there it was.
Now, actually, these photos were found on the Japanese trademark and patent website.
Okay.
Back during classics, a lot of photos like this for upcoming toys were pulled out. Nobody's been able to do it recently because they revamped their search system, and you know,
no one's
people don't
Japanese.
Generally read Japanese.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, we also found out just today through Entertainment Earth that this is coming out in Generations Wave 8, which comes out in April at Entertainment Earth.
I want this badly.
Yeah.
It is really awesome.
Very, very badly.
I want this, and then I also want it to be recolored as Treadshot.
Yes.
Ooh. I want Gut Cruncher.
Mm.
I mean, this mold looks excellent. I mean... You know, we saw the bad picture of it where obviously the turret was turned the wrong way. It was really small. But man, I mean, it looks solid, you know, in tank form. The robot mode is amazing.
The transformation looks a little on the simple side. That's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, it's big and blocky and solid looking in robot mode. It's great as Warpath.
Yes. I mean, even, you know, and it's going to have decent articulation. I mean, that posed shot. That's solid.
Yeah. No, this is looking really, really good. I'm really happy with the pictures where you can actually tell what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Someone should paint this.
I think what we need to do is get a little 120 by 150 square and smear a pink and white blob across it and pass it off to the new sites as RC and see who will believe it. Because that's about what we had with Warpath before this.
Yeah. Hey, so, XV, why don't you show us the stuff that you got this week?
Oh, yeah, I got toys. Like, here's Cup.
What do you think? You like him?
Awesome.
He's pretty good. I was surprised. The face sculpt isn't as soft looking as all the photos had led me to believe before now. Also, he's got the cool, you know, rifle.
Musket.
Deal.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that. The transformation's pretty easy, too. It's probably the easiest of the new mold stuff I got. Because I also got the rerun Bumblebee.
Mm.
Which
we haven't had a Bumblebee
besides being a
Nice. Yeah, I've never seen that mold before. Speaking of that, how's that mold doing? How's the quality?
Well, I was just going to say, all the fittings on it are really tight, a lot more so than my Classics Bumblebee. I'm not sure if it's just a matter of the plastics they're using in this, or if it's just the age of my Classics Bumblebee that has gotten fairly loose over time. Because, you know, I love me some Bumblebee.
Like your mom.
Your mom loved her some Bumblebee, and, you know, there's 9 months later, XV.
Yeah.
Nice. There's a joke.
No, the reason I use this Bumblebee, though, is because
now the
Goldsmith
like thing comes into
focus. Yes.
There you go. But no, this Bumblebee was such a nice shade of yellow. That's why I decided to go ahead and get it, even though I already have a perfectly good Bumblebee already. Nice. What else? I got Perceptor, who I have weekly holding Blur's sniper rifle right now, Which, nice. that's mostly cheating. It's kind of just wedged in under the arm because he can't really hold the peg. Damn Blur and his abnormal pegs.
I went to the doctor for that, he's really self-conscious, so please don't pick on him.
It's not his fault.
The problem with Perceptor, the robot mode's really nice. The backpack kibble is not as bad as it looks when you actually have the toy in hand. The transformation's kind of a pain, though, because it's panel upon panel upon panel, and you basically just massage it into a ball of panels to get from one mode to the other.
Like your mom.
Oh, and then there's Scourge, who's probably my least favorite of them. Because
he's my favorite, darn it!
He's your favorite Scourge. It doesn't mean he's your favorite toy.
He's my favorite. He's the favorite one that I got because it's the only one of the new ones that I got.
Where'd you get it?
Target. Found it at Target.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
I guess somebody beat you to all the other ones.
Yeah.
Damn. No, the problem I have with Scourge is that... the way they did the transformation, it's actually really hard to pop the panels apart to get it started. And the arms are overcomplicated for no necessary reason. They just did it to make the transformation more complex. It could have just as easily been done with, like, pull-out sliding joints instead of completely reversing the direction of each arm.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as a Scourge, he looks fairly nice in robot mode.
It's really nice, yeah.
Open up the wings into a bigger, capier thing, but it looks really bad. I think they're really intended to just hang like that on the back instead. They only open, I think, to store the completely not Fracas gun.
Yes.
The not Fracas. Nice. How does he look next to Cyclonus?
Pretty good. Let me grab
my Cyclonus is up on a high shelf, or I would show you myself.
There you go. Can you see that? Yeah, slowly.
Cyclonus is a little bit taller and a lot more purple. But
that seems about right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's. I guess
Cyclonus
that
was always really tall.
Yeah.
He took his vitamins.
I'm kind of hoping that the Takara Scourge will be in less saturated colors, so he'll fit in a little bit better with Cyclonus and Galvatron. The bright blue kind of makes him stand out.
It's Hasbro's way of saying, we all know you like Cyclonus better.
I'm reading in chat, and Spike McLean says, Lady Rack, you probably shouldn't let your kids hear them. That is probably a very good idea. So,
well, honestly, I hear everything through my earphones, so... Yeah. I already got myself covered right there.
There you go.
Nice.
So, let's talk about Rekgar for a minute. I had gotten a Rekgar last week, thanks to Jean Sautome, who has that custom toys website. He picked one up for me and mailed it to me because I couldn't get out to get it myself. I had some problems with that one. I also got a second one in from Hasbro Toy Shop this week, and it's basically the same story.
Are they riding each other yet?
Huh?
Are they riding each other yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
PG. If you put the axe in Rekgar's hand, it causes large stress marks in the palms because it's Yeah, I know. That's right. I know. I've been trying to work on a joke ever since last week. It's just not coming together. But it stretches the plastic out and stresses the hands. So far, it doesn't look like the fingers are going to like snap off or anything. The stress marks don't seem to get worse after the initial stretch. But, you know, it's still one thing that's going to make you kind of nervous.
Is there a cream or something?
There is a medicated balm. Powder.
Yes. Some sort of lotion.
So nice. Real nice.
We're going to get some Vaseline on that.
So XP's, oh goodness. I'm holding back the mom joke because that wouldn't be PG.
I posted on Twitter a little while ago about the crack that forms on the hinge for the handlebars. Rekgar has kind of an automorph function where when you pull up... Where is Rekgar? When you pull up on the... pull up on the headlight and the fender, the handlebars will automatically get pushed and fold back. But if you go and try to do it manually without knowing there's the automorph there. Like, you know, if you don't read the instructions, like 90% of people don't.
Yes.
It's going to pull those hinges and it's going to make the plastic crack. I posted a really good picture of this on Twitter, and maybe John can go back and
sure.
the chat.
Yeah. Coming right up.
I transformed it that way two times and it made a huge crack in that hinge. And I'm afraid if I do it again, it will completely snap off. Where, I mean, I've seen pictures of the hinge snapped apart completely, so that's definitely something to look out for.
Oh.
But besides that, Rekkar is actually fairly nice. There's not really... There's one problem in the shoulder post where it comes with stress marks just by the way it's assembled, but those don't seem to actually get any worse once they're in there. So posing the toy or anything is not like risky for the shoulder joints to come cracking apart on you. Between the two records that I have, only one has significant stress marks and only on one shoulder post. So that's definitely a variable condition. For the riding each other gimmick though, I was actually kind of disappointed in that.
Oh really? Because,
I thought that would be an exciting mode.
That'd be the best part of the night.
They snap together well enough that if you hold it up by the riding Rekkar, it's not going to fall apart. But it's also really loose in there, too. I was really hoping for more snug. No, but there's yes. no way to explain this without using...
You know? Yes, we are 13-year-olds.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
But
that's
yeah,
all right. Some kids never grow up.
Even if I did, I'd still want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rekkar is pretty nice, except for the parts where I feel like he's going to break apart in my hands.
God, what a rough week for toys.
Yeah. By the time I get them, they fix these QC issues.
I'm hoping that the problem on this is the more brown plastic than the original stock photo showed, that the tolerances are just a little bit off and it's making the stress marks and the cracks happen more easily. If that's the case, then United Rekkar, which comes out at the end of February, should probably be okay, and hopefully the eHobby Junkie on will be too, because I spent a lot of money to pre-order that thing.
Well,
and I'm kind of stuck with it now.
They've definitely been using a cheaper grade plastic as of late, either to deal with the economic changes or just, hey, more money than we can get. But yeah, it's definitely cheaper yeah. than it was 3 or 4 years ago.
I don't know about that.
Well, I could throw a Cybertron toy off the roof and it would bounce.
You know, I heard pieces. Somebody throwing RID Omega Prime down the flight of stairs, and it didn't come apart.
Really?
But don't put it on the bookshelf.
Did they super glue it together?
Nice.
Going back to the handlebars for a second, if you want to try to avoid the hinge cracking altogether, there's little nubs on the inside of the handlebars to keep them held closed vehicle mode. The handlebars are soft plastic, so it's really easy to just take a razor blade and slice off the nub. The hinges are tight, so it doesn't need those to...
Easier for you, maybe.
Well, did you ask him before you did that?
Mazel tov.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a moment this afternoon.
Quick talk.
Well, you tight, had a moment. So... Rekkar had a lot of cursing.
I did not. Nice. I did that at 26 years old, and it was not easy. So,
damn, dude.
Yeah.
No, the hinges are tight enough that the handlebars aren't going to swing back by themselves if you cut those off, and it'll probably stop your hinges from breaking in the long run. So
that's probably. Why I
did it. I'm pretty sure I would break if that happened to me.
Nice.
Oh, this is my worst episode ever.
Sorry. Okay, so
not at all. That was cool. No, we're at it.
Yeah,
Alex V, you're wonderful. So next up in the news, we have what is it? I would have skipped this, but I'm not going to. My God, there's a Cliff Jumper upgrade kit.
It's a giant head.
Didn't we talk about this?
Yeah, we talked about the first pictures of this a week or two ago, but we actually. clear pictures now of the face of it.
Holy and Lord.
It's taking me forever to load this picture, and I have really fast internet. So.
Did they use a digital camera from 2001 or something? And it, that's a poster.
Look how big this picture is.
Yeah, it's huge. On top of the fact that...
pixels wide.
But on top of the fact that it's for a toy that's like not really been out recently,
yeah.
I'm not sure why I'm supposed to want the upgrade head over the original one.
It's only $5 more.
Because for the last 4 years you've been wanting it. You couldn't sleep.
I mean, the face is really dull. It looks like it's something out of like...
Pat Lee.
Yeah, or an 80s movie or something. I mean, it's like...
This does not look like a Pat Lee face because it conforms to reality.
Oh.
But it's still... I mean, it's like sub-dull surprise.
Yeah.
It's like dull, not surprise.
Yeah, it's like slack jaw, just... and the eyes are just so vacant. There's no... I mean... The other one at least has personality and life. The original head at least looks like, you know...
Most importantly, this does not look like Cliff Jumper.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, that's the big thing with this. It does not remotely resemble Cliff Jumper's face.
No.
Besides being silver and vaguely face-shaped.
Huh. Yes.
And if anybody's wondering, Cliff Jumper came out in 2007.
Ah.
So. Yeah, almost 4 years.
That was that was basically the end of the Classics line when Cliff Jumper came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't see the value in getting this head.
No, the only reason I brought this up again is because we had talked about this a couple weeks ago, and you couldn't actually get a good look at the face then, and they've since rectified that, probably to their detriment.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now we have a clear picture, and we know for sure that we don't want it.
We have got a clear picture that is so big that you can see the specks of dust on their camera lens.
God.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, you can scale it down.
Seriously, not paint or anything. Make it smaller.
Okay, so, Cliff Jumper, yes. It's great. Not really. Are you? Is anyone going to buy this?
Hell no.
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 Maybe.
No, I'm speaking for everybody everywhere when I say no, nobody's going to buy this.
Okay, so next in the news we have Transformers Prime episode summaries, which are real and not like something somebody made up, Neil Davidson, on the internet. So,
Wow.
Ryan reached back even further than I did for his joke.
It's like it's 2002 again or something.
That's right.
So,
well, you know, Kilby does eternally live in the early 2000s.
I do.
Yeah, in ACG,
that was a high time.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
That was the high point of trolling on the internet.
Yes. No. Maybe not. Okay. So what do we know? We know that we're getting that Skyquake or a character named Skyquake. It may not be our Skyquake, but there's a character named Skyquake. Yeah. So what else? What else have we learned from this? I haven't read them recently. I read the Skyquake. I'm sorry. People watching are going to see me putting my head down. I'm playing with Grimstone. Because X-Men can't.
Focus, man. Focus.
So,
on Grimstone.
Okay, I have Cup. I have Cup who isn't breaking like Rekgar, so I'm happy.
Don't forget your Cup.
I have this wonderful glass of iced tea.
Oh, yeah, and I got this glass of cheer wine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So, XP is mopping the floor.
Yes. What we think of Prime? I don't know. It's episode summaries. What am I supposed to think? I mean,
it's one-liners on each episode. We do get stuff like Terracons and, like you said,
Scraplets.
Scraplets. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I mean, well, Skyquake and Scraplets. It's
an element so mythical it may not even exist.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry if I spoiled the end of that comic, guys.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I mean, if it's Skyquake and Scraplets, it's win, so I'm excited, but, you know.
So what are the chances we'll get, like, the mechanic?
Well, I don't know.
Or Donnie Finkelberg.
Ooh, Donnie would be... Robot Master would be excellent.
Yeah.
I could die at that point.
Oh, wow. That would be awesome. Actually, that'd be awesome.
Get done with the episode.
That's right.
Okay, but yeah, that was pretty cool. I was impressed by that. Let's see here. What else is going on? I know I'm not giving the show
that was the most
attention.
Pointless news item ever.
I didn't put it in there.
Bill Jack, isn't he?
I didn't put it in there either.
No.
Okay, somebody put it in there. So, okay.
Wasn't me.
More stolen toys.
Yay.
We showed these we showed them in the pre-show. In the pre-show. And,
That's about it.
There you go.
Here they are. So I probably shouldn't say what I want to say, but I can't say that on the air, so I will share that for the after show. But stolen toys, I am pretty confident, and the more of these I see, the more I think stolen. So
yeah, it does have that air of stolen, doesn't it?
Yes.
So, but anyway, I don't know.
You can't say it on the air, but you've got a picture of it on the video. Yeah.
Yes.
It's an overview shot of a lot of stuff with big guns stuck on the top. I don't know what, you know, it's hard to discern much.
Are you sure they didn't super glue those on?
It's possible.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to get them in. And it's all vehicle mode, too. It's just, I don't know.
Which is pretty useless. I mean, it's nice if you want to see the relative sizes of the vehicle modes, which are similar to the relative sizes of the actual vehicles.
Yeah,
but
pretty useless. Yeah,
yeah,
pretty not useless there. Okay, so John, what's going on in the chat this week?
Pretty good stuff. You know, I think everybody was kind of into XV's gallery of new toys. I think everybody is really excited for those. One of the things that was kind of cool in the chat is Trax posted a pretty cool image from Facebook that is Reveal the Shield Perceptor in as close a microscope mode as you can get. I think it's kind of missing, like, you know, the scope, but otherwise it's pretty close, I guess. I mean, if it had a scope,
I guess you could glance at it sideways and call it like an analysis lab mode or something.
Mm. Yes. But yeah, it kind of looks like, I don't know, a yoga position more than anything else. Especially if you like pop his head up, actually, it'd be awesome. It's like the turtle or something like that. So let's see what else. You know, one thing that I want to do real quick is to give a shout out to one of our awesome viewer listeners, Brandon. Brandon invited me/us. If the rest of you lived in Dallas, you'd be there too. To the sci-fi convention that was this weekend in Plano, Texas. It was awesome. Lots of people were out there. It was a really good dealer room. So if you were a veteran of BotCon, it was pretty strong dealer room, about as big as your average BotCon dealer room, I would say. A good selection, crazy booth with Japanese video games, and then an even crazier booth where everybody was dressed up as like chibi female vampires. You don't get that at BotCon, buddy. You don't get that at BotCon. Also,
that sounds like an auto assembly thing, honestly. They're big.
Did you take pictures?
Did I take pictures? No, I didn't, but I was with my wife, so, you know, I had to be
discreet.
You got
a lot of mental pictures?
Yes, I took lots of mental pictures. I should dig up some pictures. I'm sure there's tons on the internet. And Brandon was kind enough to give me a battle trap. How about that?
Awesome.
Cool.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Awesome.
That's right. A little piece of childhood right
Wow.
there.
Duocons are like sorely underrated. I love them. So.
They're underrated, and it's a gimmick that should come back. They're kind of fun. I feel you could do some kind of neat things with
really?
It. Really? Dude,
Flywheels is like my favorite Transformer ever.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Anyway, so...
I'll defer to y'all's wisdom.
So thanks, Brandon. Very nice. And I also gave him a bumper sticker, an RFC bumper sticker, so maybe we'll see a truck or something barreling down the Dallas highways with our pretty little logo on it.
Sliding along on the ice.
Yeah,
sliding into a light pole. Hopefully not. Hopefully not. Let's see. What else? Anything else in the chat? No, I mean, that's about it. I mean, everybody shared our sorrow for all the brokenness of this week's new toys. I think everybody's kind of shocked about that and saddened, but I don't know.
What Nobody more than me.
Yes. Yes. Well, true. Our wallets are not lighter. as light as yours. And XV and I, on another note, XV and I ordered our toys about the same time from HTS. So when I get my Rekgar I'll see if it's just as crappy as yours. And if it is, we've got confirmation.
I hope not. On 2005, there's a thread since last week about this, and there's a lot of same reports on that. So a lot of this is fairly widespread stuff.
Ugh. Nice.
Yeah. Between Rengar and Rodimus, I mean, our Transformers dreams are just getting killed one by one here.
Sorry, I'm still playing with Grimstone.
It's a sad
day. Important stuff over there. Ryan's got going.
Ryan, this is like the toy
show or play with toys.
I can do both.
Apparently.
Not very well.
Not very well.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, so, sorry. So here.
Maybe if you throw some more money at it.
Yes. Here's Grimstone, all transformed and grown up. He is pretty awesome. I like him.
That's a very nice pope you have there, sir.
Friday pope, yes. Now, the reason I'm focusing on Grimstone is because the topic for this week, when we get to it, and God, we need to quick, is the Dinobots. So we were actually talking about the Dinobots after New Soundwave last week, and like, heck, this is a great idea for a topic. Let's go ahead and do that then. So, let's see here. What do we have up next? Comic news. It's Amy's World.
Yeah, Amy. I told you not to call it that.
It's comic news with Amy.
Okay. Yes. Awesome.
Yeah, if you want a different name for it, think of one and put it on the show.
I said comic corner.
I like Amy's World. We can do a parody of Wayne's World's music. Their theme.
Oh, yeah. Amy's World. Amy's World. Sorry.
Awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. We'll see. Okay, so out today, although some people are having problems finding it due to shipping issues in the UK and weather here in the States, is Transformers Infestation 1. Which I was very happy to read. I'm very happy it exists. It was very fun, and I loved it. I don't know if you guys did, but yeah.
I read it.
Read it.
Well, it was comic.
It's not taken very seriously.
Zombies in it.
certain things I didn't get.
There's Galvatron in it.
Like when Galvatron said, "Humans, get out of your automobiles. I can use them as a weapon." Why would Galvatron tell people to get out of a car? He would just chuck the car at them.
Car. Like, why would he care? Yeah, that's the that was exactly what I said. Like, what?
I liked the whole cup freaking out. That was great.
It definitely reeked of something that was trying to pull in stuff from things that are actually going on within Transformers. One thing I didn't particularly like is at the beginning of the comic, they do this whole deal where it's like Bumblebee is the leader, and then basically Prime just says, "You know what, bitch, you're not the leader right now." And I'm like, really? Like, you're going to do that? Okay.
So I don't read, since
everybody's not very happy with the fact that Bumblebee is in charge. Well, a lot of people that I've talked with are not happy with Bumblebee being in charge.
I don't read ongoing. Why is Bumblebee in charge?
Because he's so
Prime quit, remember?
But he was in here.
But that's what I'm saying. That's like my problem with the comic is
problem
like
with ongoing is he quit.
Well, right, but I'm saying so for the purposes of this comic, they essentially had Prime say, "Oh no, I'm not going to quit," because Galvatron kept wanting to talk to Prime, and so they just basically Bumblebee showed
I'll
up
have to handle this.
With Prime and basically said, tried to be in charge, and Optimus basically just turned around and said, "You know what, bitch, you're not going to be in charge for right now. I am," and took over. And you're just like, okay, well, that has nothing to do with what's going on in the story. They could have just done it as a semi out of continuity and just had Prime leading the thing and not made reference to it. And that would have probably been better than what they ended up doing in the story.
It just made
Bumblebee look like a bitch.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, he is, but I'm not making I don't have a lot of complaints with it. It wasn't bad. My only problem is this whole infestation thing. There are zombies from another dimension. I wonder where they got that idea from.
Hmm.
Marvel Zombies, which started this whole stupid. Well, it's the real big impetus for all the zombie stuff in comics. Not counting Walking Dead. Walking Dead sort of it's been around for a while. Marvel Zombies though really started the hype, and there's zombies from another dimension.
Yeah, and they built that up in the pre comic as well, and said that they that was pretty much where it's from. Yeah.
Is that Rob?
No, sorry. Rob's gone.
No, not Rob.
Rob's dead, man. Wow. Rob's dead.
Rob's gone.
We've lost Rob. Not Rob.
But yeah, it wasn't awful. It wasn't that bad.
I mean, well, I'm not saying it's bad. I just had some. Yeah. There was just like a few plot elements like that sort of bothered me.
I didn't get the second poster and the second cover, the Nick Roche cover I got, but the one that was like the Japanese cover, it didn't make any sense to me. Where Optimus is holding the chick.
Oh yeah, it's kind of a harken back to at least this is what I've had a few people say, because I don't know a lot of. I haven't read a lot of comics. I'm just reading Transformers comics. But yeah, it's kind of a harken back to the old school illustration covers where they had, you know, things like that on there. So, yeah. Artsy.
Artsy fartsy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hot.
Nice.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Anything
it's
else?
A fanfic right there.
Anything else?
Yes. Next week we will be getting ongoing 16. So that's all that's really out for this week for comics. That was just it. You know, put your last end of the records pre-orders in so you can get it. Yay!
Cool. Okay. So let's go ahead and go to our wiki spotlight this week, and it's sort of fitting that we're talking about Prime, sort of. Going away, because that's what the wiki spotlight is about this week. So take it away, JD and Chris McFeely.
Hear the TF Wiki Spotlight each week with Chris McFeely on Radio Free Cybertron.
All right, thanks, Brian. And as he said, this is the TF Wiki Spotlight. And for that, we find Chris McFeely because he knows all this stuff. So, Chris, what do you got for us?
Sounded like you nearly forgot who you were sitting here with.
No. It was anticipation, sir. We're merely building the anticipation.
This week, I've decided to follow up somewhat my choice for a week or two ago, which was Alignment. I'm going to follow that up this week with The Last Days of Optimus Prime, another unofficial bit of work by Simon Furman, which informs a lot of stuff that was going on around the time. This is a short, very short, two-page story, which was produced like Alignment was for the UK, the unofficial UK Transformers convention, Transforce, the 2000 convention itself in particular. And it is a very short story in which a world-weary Optimus Prime, close to the end of his life, in the era somewhere between the end of the Generation 1 and the beginning of the Beast era, realizes he has no place in the world and seeks out the after realm where he can live out the rest of his existence. It's a short, grim, poignant little bit of work, which comes up every once in a while, particularly on the 2005 boards. I often see people asking, what happened to Optimus Prime by the time of Beast Wars? And it's like, this is unofficial, but here you go. And I've always thought it's one of the I just really like the story. And it's one that doesn't get a lot of exposure because of its short, unofficial, apocryphal nature. I just want to draw a little bit of attention to it. This article is only a small one because the piece of work is only a small one, but it draws the various fictional connections between this story and other things that were going on, like the Gen 1 and the veteran characters that appear in this, which were appearing in the BotCon fiction Furman was scripting around the time. And there's also a link to a Flash version of the comic so you can read the story for yourself. So this week's informative knowledge spreading TF Wiki Spotlight is The Last Days of Optimus Prime.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
Introducing Blaster. He looks like an innocent radio, but transformed, he's the powerful Autobot communicator. The Transformers, each sold separately from Hasbro.
Hey everybody, it's your old friend John DeLuna, and do you like video games? Do you like people who like video games? Well, if so, you gotta listen to New Soundwave. It's the weekly video game podcast of record. News, rumors, in-depth discussion of new and retro gaming, plus the occasional contest or giveaway. So if you game, you gotta listen to New Soundwave. Check us out at tfradio.net, a proud member of the Transformers Internet Radio Network.
The third strike, you're on the street, fighter three.
Radio Free Cybertron. Content entertaining. Omega listens.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
JD, what's going on this week in history?
Sure. Well, let's see. January 29th, 2004, the Energon cartoon premiered in the U.S. with Cybertron City. And, of course...
And then 8 weeks later, episode two.
Yes.
In Energon.
I started to watch that episode the other day, actually, with, Kicker
and... just right in the face, son of a
wow.
Shoot over there. I can't. That's what I do.
The sad part is the first few episodes of Energon weren't terrible.
Energon was okay at first.
Energon showed a lot of promise.
Yeah, it did. And then
it just animated all over the place.
Thankfully, the figures were pretty good. There's some of them were. But anyway.
About the first half of the Energon cartoon, quite a bit. The other half, I don't know what the hell I watched, but...
Yeah, then
the other half you couldn't have watched because Cartoon Network aired it like one time only in marathons every couple months.
That's okay. I don't got a TiVo, but my VCR still works.
Yeah.
And then, and here's the one I'm excited about. So February 1st, 2009, the teaser trailer for Revenge of the Fallen premiered during Super Bowl 43. Now, here's a bit of irony for you. The trailer for Dark of the Moon, will be on the Super Bowl, which is coming up this coming Sunday. Now, both of those Super Bowls, Steelers. Yep. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Coincidence? I think not.
I wonder how that Super Bowl is going to go if everything's still covered with ice this weekend.
It's going to go on, but yeah. I mean, it's a dome.
They had to replace a normal football game with like figure skating.
No, I mean, it's a dome, so they're good.
It's a dome, and it's spectacular. So
yeah,
that's football, right?
You know what's going to suck? Cost enough.
You know what's spectacular? Our Toy Fair 2011 coverage.
Woo-hoo! Transition.
Yes. So coming up on the 12th, we are covering Toy Fair 2012. Your RSC guys will be there. We'll also have some people or persons at Toy Fair doing live coverage for us. We'll be doing it live from 12 until 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It's going to be a blast. We had so much fun doing it last year, and this year it's going to be better because we have video. We'll have pictures.
Yes. Yes.
So it's going to be great. So looking forward to that.
We're just going to take a camera into a JCPenney. None of you guys know the difference.
JCPenney is pretty awesome.
It sure is. Rob, great deal.
Except for the toys. Except for the lack of Transformers.
Yeah.
No, but if you need body clothing, body covering, we are the place.
Or if you need like trendy t-shirts.
We'll just go into the home decor department and be like, looks like Mattel's putting out more porcelain elephants this year.
<That's right>. 2011 sectional sofas.
Awesome.
Look at all this. This is the new Transformers subline called Soap.
Soap. Okay, so we're running long this week, so let's go ahead and quickly, this week we, JD and I interviewed Marty Eisenberg, who shared some news that he's working on a Transformers animated project, and that he's working on something Transformers Prime. So the interview was awesome, we had a blast, and I wanted to share part of that with you. You can see the whole thing at tfradio.net. Or tformers.com. We have a link there, right there. It's good, it's quick, it's half an hour. Doesn't drag on like some interviews tend to do. It's fun.
It's a pretty fun one.
Interviews that we have done.
Or cold hard slag, yes. So so let's go ahead and really quickly jump to that, and then we'll come back with our topic. Beast Machines is really considered like a high watermark of Transformers fiction, but when it was originally aired, it was really controversial amongst the Transformers fans. And there was a lot of internet buzz about that. Of course, that was 10 years ago, and the internet wasn't then what it is now.
But was it the civilized place that it is now?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So, but no, were you aware that there were a bunch of nerds out there raging over these machines?
I was. I am just shy of being a Luddite. So I didn't really have – I had internet access, but I didn't have fast internet access. So I didn't really – it was really about midway through even the production, the writing of Beast Machines, that I actually got a computer that I could get, decent internet access on. And, I'd been hearing – I guess Bob had been in contact with some of the fan sites and was – answering questions and things like that. So I became much more aware of the fans I'd say about halfway through the writing, maybe less, maybe about halfway through the first season. And I started to just see the rampant devotion that there was. And also just the incredibly complicated lore. All I could think of is, what have I gotten myself into? And honestly, there were things like in looking, finally pouring through all of that information, I realized we got a few things wrong, and we tried to correct them.
What did you get wrong?
Things like we had no idea that there was a city called Iacon on Cybertron.
Honestly, who really cares about that?
No, nobody cares about that. And that there was this thing called Vector Sigma, which was remarkably similar to the Oracle.
Yes.
Because the honest truth is, originally when we were developing it, because we were novices, they took us on specifically because we were novices in the world of Transformers. They wanted a fresh take. They wanted something that wasn't going to be influenced by slavish devotion to continuity, which is all well and good. But I also said, I don't want to necessarily contradict things or not use things that are actually good and that work. And I said, just tell me what do we know about Cyber, since this is the first time we're going back to Cybertron in the history of this franchise since the original, what do we know about Cybertron so I don't contradict it? And they said, oh, the only time we see Cybertron was in Transformers the movie. So I rented Transformers the movie. Okay, that's all I have to know about Cybertron. And then found out much later, well, no, there were several episodes when they went back to Cybertron, and finally got my hands on those. And at the time, they were out of print. You couldn't get them on video. They actually had to go to some vault in Pennsylvania and get them out and make me copies so I could see them.
Did you like Transformers the movie?
Honestly, not really.
Thank you. There are people who consider it the best movie ever made. I actually read someone compare it to Citizen Kane once, and I almost died.
Yeah, I found it quite incomprehensible, but, obviously in animated, I went back to it and found some things to like about it and make reference to.
The topic this week is the Dinobots. Yes, we love the Dinobots. The Dinobots originally, of course, started as what Dinobots were? Were they Microman or the Diaclone? They're Microman.
Diaclone.
They're Diaclone.
Yeah. They were piloted in NECA.
Yeah, Dino Rubble.
Just like the Insecticons.
But of course, they were shoehorned into Transformers because the toys existed. Hasbro wanted to use them, so there you go.
And dinosaurs were cool.
And because of that, dinosaurs have been cool for robots for the last 25 freaking years. So,
and they're still really popular. My kids love them.
Yeah. So So what was the point of the Dinobots in the cartoon?
To be awesome, stupid at the same time.
Humor. They were the humorous element.
Hey, we need to go whoop to beat him up. Okay, let me run into the wall. Really, you're fired, Wheeljack.
Yeah, Wheeljack really needs to be fired.
Tell you what, go work for the Decepticons.
I need to finish that fanfic.
I think he will win if he comes up with some crap for them.
Yes.
Oh, look, it's a VCR-powered laser gun. Good job, Wheeljack.
But we're of course primarily familiar with the Dinobots as they appeared in G1. You know, of course, we started off with Grimlock, Slag, and Snarl, and then we added Sludge.
It's Grimlock. Snarl and Swoop were the two later. So it was
okay.
Grimlock, Slag, and Sludge.
Man, Sludge sucks so bad. I mean, the toy sucks. The character sucks. I mean, what was?
Yeah, he was sort of him and Snarl were sort of the also ran.
I mean, yes. I mean,
comics they didn't really. I mean, they might as well not been there, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Sludge had a bigger part in the G2 comics.
But in Transformers movie, Snarl didn't even. I mean, he only showed up like, you know, sporadically. He just showed up.
He showed up in like a few frames.
In a couple frames. Yeah. I mean, it's like, wow, we forgot that he existed.
Yeah, exactly.
Mostly.
It's, you know, hey, you. Well, I guess every group has its Randy Jackson, and that's Snarl.
but
no one else available. We've got Snarl.
What up? Dog.
But how ill-conceived were the Dinobots in the G1 fiction, at least for the cartoon? Wheeljack found dinosaur bones. Let's make dinosaurs. Let's make dinosaur robots.
Well, the other thing is that Wheeljack started asking Spike, "What are they?" Well, you should have been listening. Yeah.
I mean, and I think we talked about it maybe, I don't know, last week or something. But yeah, I mean. They had the brilliant idea of, hey, let's make dinosaurs really big, really strong, really powerful, and really dumb so that they're more likely to break things. Hey,
well,
good call.
It the whole thing's a great idea until you put the stupid into it. It's like, hey, you know, dinosaurs are really big, right? Yeah, and they got that Devastator thing. Hey... What if we had some dinosaurs? I think you got. Hey, how'd you guys fit in this museum? By the way, let's not worry about that. How about we get some dinosaurs? Okay, I think you got something. I think you got something. Let's make them really just like real dinosaurs. Yeah, they'll breathe fire.
Yep.
Wheeljack, show me your great plan. They're gonna have some small brains. Why? Because we want to be as close to real dinosaurs as possible. Okay. Hey. I'm looking at these pictures we took at the museum, and transforming into robots and swords and breathing fire wasn't in there. You think you could have bent one more rule while you're at it, jackass? And once again, you know what? They're not working out. What do we do? How much did we... We have an energy problems. How much resources did we just throw down the hole by making them stupid? A lot? Yeah, bury them in the wall. I don't even want to look at them. Hold on, I made two more, and these work. Great. The other one's just joined the Decepticons. you know, seriously, we have Perceptor and Ratchet here, and we put Wheeljack, the alcoholic Guido. He's like, hey, Prime, after I fix the toilet. And this, these just wonderful ideas.
And this is the entire reason we have this topic this week.
Yes. But
that's so that Rob can spew, right?
But we've not only received Dinobots in G1. There were other iterations of maybe not the Dinobots, you know, the definite article, but we've had Dinobots.
We should talk about them in the Marvel comics a little bit.
Yeah, the comic version, they had a completely different origin.
I don't like the comic Dinobots, I'll admit it, but yes, go ahead, proceed.
But wasn't Simon Firm, I mean, Grimlock awesome in the later half of G1?
Oh, yeah.
He was awesome in the first half of G1.
They give him some great use, though, with the whole, hey, Optimus is dead. Hey, everyone wants Grimlock to be leader anyway. Let's make him a big, dumb jerk. Why? This is really out of character.
Mm-hmm. Let's give him a crown.
He's going to give a crown? That part was awesome, but it's like, hey, Blaster's really being a helpful audio Autobot. Kill him.
Blaster might as well be the hero at that point. Yeah,
but see, that's the thing with Grimlock, though, is that somehow Furman managed to take this character and make him actually kind of smart, but just talk dumb. What the hell?
this is... Okay. Optimus is dead again, and we didn't learn anything the last time. So we're going to make Grimlock the leader again. Not Blaster, who's still alive and for some reason didn't hold a grudge. I don't get this. Anyway, yeah, so Grimlock, and the war's over. So let's have a peace meeting, and yeah, good idea. Just throw a cup at him. Good idea. God damn it, Grimlock.
And then later on, we'll throw Fangry through the window.
Yeah, it's, you know what? I get it. Fangry's a jerk. His special attack's farting, though. You breathe fire.
Do the math.
Hey, Grimlock, why don't you lead some more Autobots to their death for no other reason than sit there and go, maybe Prime was right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you had to listen to Prime for so many millions of years, you'd probably second guess him, too. No, guys, he killed himself over a video game. I'm just saying, maybe we could bring someone else back to life.
How about them robots in disguise, Dinobots, eh?
The Walmart exclusives.
Yeah, the Walmart exclusives. Yeah. Which were repaints of Neo? Yeah.
Yeah, Beast Wars Neo.
Yeah.
One of,
and one of Megatron.
Yes, I forgot about that. T-Rex.
Yeah.
That was in Beast Machines, though, not Robots in Disguise. Yeah.
So they released Magmatron, Beast Machines?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did they call him a Dinobot?
Yeah, he was a Dinobot while still Predacon leader.
Yeah.
They're like, look, we found
Dinobot while still being his own self.
That universe continuity is so screwed up.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So we also got, Energon Dinobots, which we got a Swoop and Grimlock, and that
We had the Road Warriors.
What was that?
No, the Energon Dinobots were basically the Road Warriors, and you had Animal and Hawk, and they combined for Mega Dinobot, which really was just their special move. You know, one gets on the shoulder.
That is very true. I never actually got the Energon Dinobots. I only saw them once in
retail. I wish I would have bought them. I could sell them so much money right now.
They're crap.
I could sell them for universe so much money. That's the point.
What, Rob?
Weren't they developed to be a universe toy and got released in Energon just because of the economics of a brand new mold in universe?
Okay, what happened is they were developed to be a special new mold release in universe, which of course was all recolors then. Mm-hmm. But somebody in Hasbro forced them to be an Energon to keep all the combining gimmick toys in a single line.
So that's why that
happened like that.
Mm. So they took the ill-conceived combiner and put it into the
line. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Into the line that they were really banking on, you know.
But they didn't sell it. I saw it once. Sorry, Rob. Go ahead.
No, I was just like, that Grimlock was like, man, this Grimlock's looking really great, but do you think you could have scaled the head down somewhere in the design process? Like someone said, you know what? That looks great. What do you think? Yeah, it looks great. Whatever. Put it on the shelf. Yeah.
So what other Dinobots currently Power Core Combiners has Grimstone, who's awesome.
Mm.
I love Grimstone.
Animated.
Animated.
We got we got Grimlock and what do they call
Snarl. And Snarl.
They call him Snarl. Was he Snarl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He Snarl instead of Slag.
Ah, that's right. I knew there was an issue with the name.
Yeah, because some point Hasbro got an international dictionary and went, oh, crap, really?
Yeah.
All those times. The
same reason we can't have spastic anymore, kind of.
Well, someone dropped a Sharpie on that page and they missed it. Made a mistake.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? You're right. If you hold it up to the light, oh crap.
And of course we got a Grimlock and Masterpiece Grimlock, but a classic Grimlock.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anything? Are there other?
We talked about the Beast Machine ones, but we didn't really. They're pretty used. Not as good as they should have been in the universe, 3H universe comics, but they got fictional use. They showed up to die.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, wait, I'm starting the conclusion. They're just in a bar. They're okay. And Reptron had joined in the meantime.
But the Dinobots we have established spread across many universes. It's a continual theme in the Transformers. Hopefully they will be around forever and stupid and we can enjoy them.
But in better toys, maybe.
Yeah. You know, actually, I guess as far as the toys go, I mean, I guess the tops has to be Masterpiece Grimlock, because Masterpiece Grimlock is pretty freaking fantastic.
Yeah.
Is that the one you did the review on, Brian?
Not a great toy.
Now, repeat that one at a time. Amy, you go first.
Oh, sorry. Is that the one that you did the review on, Brian?
Yeah, he's great. He's great. Yeah. I waited for the U.S. release because I didn't want to spend $200 on it, but he's pretty awesome.
Don't blame me there.
Yeah, XV, what were you saying?
I like my classics Grimlock well enough, but it's really not that great of a toy.
It's so not Grimlock. Actually, the Grimlock that I really like is the Activator's Grimlock from Animated. I really like the Activator's
Grimlock.
Seriously?
I got that one.
I like that way better than the Voyager class or whatever they call that class. Yeah, I'm not fond of that Grimlock so much.
I quite enjoy the Alternator's Grimlock, even though he doesn't turn into a dinosaur.
He's a Mustang. I mean, you know.
Yeah, he's a monster car, lol.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we can sort of wrap up the topic. We're running long. Oh, we have breaking news.
Ooh, yes.
What's breaking news?
Okay, so real quickly, BotCon just tweeted the first hint for the reveal this week. And so, here's what they just tweeted. First hint for the next reveal, Axel Foley.
Axel F?
Oh, man. Who is going to be the Eddie Murphy robot?
He's going to be Eddie Murphy. Guest starring, the Stenicons guest starring Eddie Murphy.
I'm going to think about this so long and be completely wrong, but it's going to be fun to think about because these clue games are fun.
Yeah. I was really enjoying it last week when I was totally thinking that it wasn't going to be the Stenicons.
Yeah, it's like, it's so much more fun. It's like, no, keep teasing us. This is fun. This is, oh, wow, Axel. Oh, my God. Who could it be? I mean, oh, geez. This is great. It's like, I hope it's like based on a raw bit of Eddie Murphy, not a, you know, because that'd be great. Like the hula hoop, you know, Eddie, we wore hula hoops as belts.
Now, this is not, but the spelling is wrong, right? Is this a...
Everybody go check the Twitter feed right now.
It's Twitter. Nobody spells correctly but me.
Well, but I'm just saying, is that intentional or is that...
I'm OCD.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
So Axel.
Their thing is... AXL.
Okay, now how about this? Axel. So Transformers come from Japan, so L could be pronounced R, so it could be Axer. And
I'm sorry,
that's a stretch.
Axer sounds enough good. Like Axel, who has been a remold of Lockdown in movies, so it could be the Lockdown animated mold being used.
I could buy that. It's a great mold.
I mean, or is it going to be something really obvious? Like, is this just a hint that, hey, we're going to show you Breakdown this week? I mean, it's like incredibly obvious, that one. It can't be that easy, right?
No, I don't know. Okay. Rob,
it is Breakdown. Think about it. What was the song from Beverly Hills Cop 2? Shakedown, Breakdown, Honey.
There you go.
Oh, God.
That's too obvious. Like, I thought of that right away. But
well, John, you just spoiled days of Rob's fun. I hope you had it.
I just spoiled one of four possible toy characters.
It's probably just Axel Foley. It might be Dragstrip, because remember that little run that Eddie Murphy had a while back? Just saying.
Okay. Rob, tell us about Twitter Theater this week.
Twitter Theater this week is a wonderful classic. Thankfully, I've been wanting to do this for a little while now, and XV, the beautiful XV, found a copy of the video with good audio. It's from Beast Wars Neo, where the obvious snack food tie-in to a cartoon about robots turned into animals is meat products. And the enunciation of the announcer makes it so great. Biswa Neo Sausage. Biswa Neo Sausage. And then he says stuff I can't understand. And it's like all these action scenes of animals. And, you know, I eat a lot of meat snacks, and I know that's not all beef in there.
Yeah.
It could be a giraffe for all we know.
It is possible.
There's some mastodon meat stuffed in there a little bit.
It's something, you know, a mobster. Anything's in there. A mobster. You know, anything they can shove in that meat grinder.
That's filler. What make hot dogs really tasty.
Absolutely. That's totally it.
Potpourri.
Okay, so let's go ahead and wrap up the show. We're actually not streaming right now, so let's go ahead and wrap it up. We'll be back. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our Twitter theater next Tuesday. Follow at TF Radio. To be up, so you'll know what the heck's going on. And don't forget to watch our Toy Fair coverage February 12th. We will be back next week. Transformers!
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.